Everything you said we already knew, more or less.
Well, here's something that you didn't know. Two of those special atomic bombs haven't gone off.
Hello and welcome to Hello High Fat Diet Podcast. That's not its official name, I don't think, but I just wanted to shoot out a podcast. I have one other one out there. It was called Calories Count, but that was from my other website, prepperguy.com, and I talk about nutrition there a lot. I had to put a podcast out there and post it so it would get registered and I could get all the links and stuff, so I left that there. It's just ranting about calories. Hello, High Fat Diet. Podcasts will be on nutrition and every subject we can think of. Also, this podcast will be more about the website itself, HelloHighFatDiet.com. And what I'm thinking about doing with it is making it a membership website. I'd really like your input on that and your thoughts on that, because anyone that joins the membership site right now will be charter members. And right now it's free. It'll be free for quite a while until we work out all the kinks and get it to where it's actually a viable informational community. But the main reason that I'm going to make it a membership site is because of the litigious nature of Americans and people around the world. And so by joining, you have to at least click on that you've read the disclaimer, which just basically says I'm not a doctor, it's informational stuff, you know, it's not to treat and diagnose and cure, blah, blah, blah. So that was one of the main determining reasons why I wanted to make it a membership site. And the other reason is to get a better community that's more focused on the needs, you know, in the high fat diet community and low carb, high fat, keto, paleo diets and all that. It needs to be focused because what I've noticed in a lot of the groups, and I'm a member of many groups, low-carb, high-fat groups and paleo groups and keto and ketosis groups, and what I see is it's a lot of the blind leading the blind, and that's always nice for a conversation and stuff, but sometimes people run into plateaus, they have issues, they have problems, they have emotions that kind of throw them off their goal. And so a good focused community that really works toward helping people, you know, filtering the recipes from the junk ones to the good ones and keeping you at a low carb, high fat, you know, lifestyle, I think would be beneficial. Also, I'm working on a roadmap type system for the membership site to where, depending on your goal, whether it's health, wellness, fitness, weight loss. You can answer some questions in a quick quiz, and then it'll give you a starting point and kind of take you step by step in your weight loss goal, let's say. And with telling you how to, you know, how to research this maybe new diet that you're thinking of doing, what is successful and what is not, and getting all your facts and gear before you start. And then just maybe some milestones to move you along to where you don't get discouraged with all the emotions and the silly questions that maybe friends or family might ask you about your crazy diet, and help you do better to achieve your goals. And so that would be kind of only there, because I'm not going to put it on Facebook because there's just too many people out there going, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. So a community of like-minded people working toward, you know, these goals. So your input on this crazy idea of mine of making Hello High Fat Diet a membership site, I would appreciate an input. Like I say, it'll be free, and anyone that joins in the free period while we're working the bugs out and hammering out the dents will be charter members, so it will be free all the time for you, even if there is a cost associated with the membership site down the road. You will always be classified and considered a charter member because you helped, you know, so there's got to be an upside to it for everyone. Also, like I said, there's the legal aspects of it. There's the community aspects of it. There's the forum aspects of it. And there's just the working it out that I could use a lot of help, because this is, yes, clearly my passion and I really enjoy it, but I don't have a lot of time sometimes. And so input is always awesome. And we've had a lot of traction just with the website from its beginning. which hasn't been up that long. A lot of you folks are probably checking out the post and the articles I write. And obviously based on, you know, just some of the analytics, it seems like people are spending time reading the articles, which is awesome. So that's my goal. This is the first podcast, official podcast. So I just wanted to talk about that. And then some of the other things that we will talk about in the podcast and maybe people that you might like me to try to interview or be interviewed with would be awesome. If you know somebody that's doing well in the low carb, high fat community, maybe someone that's got, is a coach or a trainer that's following it and helping his clients. And if he'd like to be on the podcast or if he has a podcast, I'll be on it. That would be cool. That'd be great content. Just all kinds of things. Yeah. I'm pretty adamant about the diet I eat, and I'm not very flexible on, you know, eating too many carbs and avoiding fat in replacing fat with protein. It's all based on biochemistry. I'm not a snob. It's just the way it is. So, you know, that's some of the stuff we'll talk about. And then, you know, just what you would like to see in the trends part of it, because I want to review a lot of the trends. I want to review a lot of the diets that are out there that a lot of people are following, especially some of the fad ones. We can drill down into them and find out how they actually are working, if they're working, and what they're doing. And maybe something you might need to know about how the math works and how they're making this work for you if you're on that diet. Because, you know, if they're working, then they're doing something. And if they're not counting calories, then they're measuring proportions. But they're taking that out of your hands and doing it for you, which makes it very easy. But it also could be a crutch, especially if you quit that meal plan, say, and then you wonder why you're gaining weight again. You don't know the math and how it was working and how it worked so well for them and now it's not working for you. So these are things I want to do with the diet reviews. So this is a really short podcast, mainly talking about the membership side of Hello High Fat Diet. Eventually it will be converted over completely. It will be free for quite a while, and then there'll always be free content on it. So you can share with other people that aren't members, making it a lot easier for everyone involved. Today is Eclipse Day. We had an eclipse, so we should all feel better. Somehow, maybe that magically made us healthier. So I guess I can leave you with a nutritional thought of the day. That would probably be a good little thing to add to a podcast since this is the first one. Our bodies burn fuel and calories do count, like I said in the first podcast. And they are basically, knowing the calories in your total daily energy expenditure is kind of like the fuel gauge on your car. It's not life or death kind of thing, but once you know how many gallons you can put in your car, let's say the fuel gauge don't work and it's not under warranty anymore. If you know a half a tank takes, you know, 8 gallons and an empty tank takes 16 gallons, then at least you have a basis for how much to put in it each time you stop to get gas. And that's really all counting your calories really does for you as far as knowing how many to eat in a day. And then you need to know how many you're burning in a day, because whether people like it or not, your body burns calories to get the energy to get out of bed and to make it through your day to tell you're done laying back down in your bed and going to sleep. It's simple physics. It's thermodynamics. And whether people like counting calories or not is irrelevant, because I don't really like counting them either. That's why I have changed my diet plan to where I don't really have to monitor them as much. But whether you like it or not, it's just a fact of physics, and that's how it works. It's not a big thing. It's not a scary thing. It's just how it operates. If you have a gas vehicle, you have to put gas in it. And if you have a diesel vehicle, you have to put diesel in it. And the amount you put in it, it determines how far you make it during your road trip. And so understanding what the miles per gallon are, or your total daily expenditure of calories burned, is just a handy bit of information. So we'll be talking a lot about calories, or resting metabolic rate, your physical activity levels, and all that. But it's not so math, you know, entrenched that it's as hard as they make it sound. It really is not. So start learning the calories you eat every day. Just start keeping track of how many calories you need a day and how you obtain those calories, and did you overeat or undereat, and get a good grip on the calories you're consuming every day. Learn to understand and read that gas gauge that we don't have in our body, to where once you understand that, you know, if I eat a 500 calorie breakfast and so many calories for lunch and so many calories for dinner, and then I had to snack a few times, add those all up and then at the end of the day go, okay, I ate, you know, 500 calories more in that day than I needed, obviously, because every week when I weigh myself, I'm gaining a little bit more and more weight. If you cut that down, then I'm losing a little bit of weight, and then you can fine tune that, and then you're in good shape. So it really is not that complicated, because I can do it and I suck at math. So that's my nutritional thought of the day. Start keeping track. I'm not saying count your calories, just keep a running total, jot it down somewhere, look at the calories that in that hamburger or that salad or the cheeseburger or the pasta or whatever it is you ate, ask the waiter or whatever, you know, how many calories are in that? They'll tell you, or they'll give you a piece of paper with everything on their menu. Write down what you ate. You drink a soda, write down the calories. You have a Snickers bar, write down the calories. If you have a granola bar, write down the calories. And at the end of the day, just total it up and go, okay, I ate 3,000 calories and I was busy, so I'm happy. And then just look at yourself in the mirror and go, am I gaining, losing, or staying the same? And then you have your gas gauge figured out. So have a great day. We'll get back on another one of these podcasts soon. I'm going to try to do them real regularly, maybe at least once a week. But if nothing else, every couple weeks, because there's a lot of other content I want to put out regularly. So I figure if I can do a really good post every so often, a really good video every so often, a really good podcast every so often over the month, then there's a consistent release of content. And hopefully you will be actively involved in letting me know what I can do to improve my content, to help you reach your goals, because improving my content and having a good website is my goal. So if we work together, we'll probably do a better job. Many hands make little work. Thanks and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.